You are listening to Future Teachers from the College of Worcester. This is Melissa Bay reporting. Today's children are complete and good in what they are already, and their small but mystical and interesting beings ought to count for something in our estimation without any calculation as to how they someday may or may not serve the economic interests of somebody else or something else when they are 25 or 30. This statement, made by Jonathan Kozel in his book Ordinary Resurrections, points towards the idea that many amongst our future generation are being hurriedly pushed towards an uncertain future and not being allowed to live their lives in the moment as children. Through conversations with two future teachers, Kyle and Elaine from the College of Worcester, I set out to gain some insight into how educators feel with regards to Kozel's presumption and what can be done to safeguard against this possible threat to childhood as we know it. Kyle, how do you react to the notion that today's children are not given the opportunity to enjoy their time as children?
I agree with this notion. Children today are forced to grow up too quickly by placing them into organized sports in preschool and overloading them with educational toys. Children just need more time to do what they want and not what we think they need. They need to be given time to run around without rules and play and discover things on their own.
Elaine, how do you feel about this?
I think it depends on the individual child. Some children who grow up with amazing parents and good educators are still able to live as happy, healthy children. The adults in their lives greatly influence their ability to be children, and it cannot be stereotyped that children as a whole are not given this opportunity.
Elaine, when looking at the children that you interact with, do you feel as though they have a sense of their lack of time to be children or the pressure they face to meet certain standards?
I think that they definitely have a feeling of the pressures that they face regarding standards. There will always be children that will not be able to live up to the standards presented to them. The children who know that they are being left behind or that they are not as capable as the average student.
Kyle, can you shed some more light on this issue for our audience?
I think that a lot of children are pressured to meet certain standards because so many students in classrooms are acting out. It's not because they are bad children, it's because we aren't giving them time to learn through play. We think we need to teach our children harder math concepts earlier and earlier. They will have time to learn them later. While they are young, they need to be given opportunities to learn through play, not by introducing more advanced concepts earlier.
As an educator, what do you see as your role in allowing children to be children?
Giving them opportunities to play with one another. Children need to interact socially in order to develop cognitively. If we only expect them to learn through doing worksheets, they aren't going to learn at all. As an educator, we must provide them with an environment that encourages both social interaction and self-expression.
Elaine, do you agree with this?
I think that balance is the key. You need to balance the amount of structured work that they have to do with more casual activities. During this time, the children are still learning, but it isn't forced. It gives them the opportunity to explore and discover things for themselves.
Today's children are feeling pressures, whether through direct actions of their own or from standards that are clearly beyond their control. Future teachers see it, and they see the ways in which these children are reacting to the pressures of achieving at higher and higher levels at earlier and earlier ages. In order to stop this decay of childhood, teachers need to step it up and allow children to learn through more creative outlets. Creativity and imagination are at the foundations of childhood, and as long as they are preserved, our children will be well on their way to bright futures. This has been a broadcast of Future Teachers from the College of Worcester. I'm Melissa Bay.